You're listening to the Nightlife Podcast with Indira Naidu.
We're heading to the Louvre, where the most famous painting in the world spends most of its time being ogled by tourists. Have you been to the Louvre? If you have, you'll know how impossible it is to get a bit of one-on-one time with the Mona Lisa and to try to figure out what that enigmatic smile is all about. Last year marked the 500th anniversary of the death of the Mona Lisa's creator, Leonardo da Vinci, who was not only a painter, but he was also a sculptor and a writer and a dreamer, of course. And the Louvre took the opportunity to stage a very special exhibition looking back at da Vinci's work. For people around the world who would have loved to have seen the exhibition but couldn't, a new film that's being released in cinemas in Australia this weekend takes you into the Louvre at night, where the exhibition's curators share their insights into Leonardo and you get to have the Mona Lisa to yourself. Vincent de Louivan was one of the curators of last year's exhibition. He worked for years putting the exhibition together and he's featured in this film called A Night at the Louvre, Leonardo da Vinci. And hello, Vincent. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, thank you very much for the invitation.
Now, you have the Mona Lisa there, obviously, but why else is Da Vinci so important to France?
Well, you know, we have a special relationship with the artist. Leonardo da Vinci is Italian, but at the end of his life, he decided to move to France, and he lived there his last years from 1516 to 1519, and he died in France. And when he died, he left his last paintings to the king of France, Francis I. And thanks to that, we have the best collection of paintings by Leonardo da Vinci. We have five original paintings by him and three probably most important masterpieces, the Saint Anne, the Saint John the Baptist, and the Mona Lisa, the three last paintings executed by Leonardo da Vinci.
Wow. So an Italian spent his last years in France. What was it about France that captivated him so much, Vincent?
The King of France let him a great liberty, the possibility to continue his scientific investigation on nature, on several fields. Leonardo da Vinci was interested in so many things, anatomy, geometry, mathematics, so many fields in the study of nature, and the possibility to leave and continue his paintings also. So this is probably the main reason why he decided to move in France, because he was able to do exactly what he wanted in a very free manner. And he spent his three last years in that kind of great life for a scientist and an artist.
Yes, it sounds perfect. Absolutely wonderful, especially in the French countryside and that location. So, Vincent, you spent something like 10 years, I understand, pulling the exhibition together. Tell us a bit about what goes into creating an exhibition this significant.
Well, first, you know, Leonardo da Vinci is an artist not really easy to understand, because he wrote a lot of writings, and you have to read all that as an artist, as a scientist. You need also to understand the history of sciences, and so it needs time to understand in a good manner the personality and the thoughts of Leonardo da Vinci. So you have to deal with that when you decide to organize an exhibition on this artist. And something else is trying to ask loans from all around the world is quite difficult, because, you know, each museum, each private collection, they never want to lend their drawings or paintings by Leonardo da Vinci. It's always very difficult. And we had to explain our project and prove that you know, as we have the best collection of his paintings, we could, for that very important anniversary, we could put together these drawings, these paintings, and be able to explain to the public the Leonardo da Vinci's life and what was important for him, that is to say, the art of painting, which was really the principal aim of his artistic life.
And I'm sure working in the Louvre, you're used to being around priceless paintings and priceless objects. But what's it like gathering all these precious pieces from different museums and collections around the world and guaranteeing that you're going to look after them and keep them safe?
Well, we are quite used to organize that kind of special exhibition. But sure, with Leonardo da Vinci, it's even more probably complicated. But, you know, several of the private and public collection were very faithful with our with the Louvre, and it's always a very particular moment, because you know it's like recreating the workshop of Leonardo da Vinci, putting together his drawings, his paintings he had with him during his own life, and after his death the drawings went to his pupils. Some paintings remained in France, and everything was
distributed.
Given,
yes.
Yes, exactly. And so when you organize an exhibition, it's always very powerful, because you put together things which were together in his life and which are now in so many places.
Mm, so everyone understood the special significance of this exhibition. Vincent, why do you think Leonardo was gifted in so many areas, sculpting, drawing, designing? Why do you think he focused and concentrated on painting?
Well, Leonardo da Vinci, in his writing, explained why for him it was the most important thing. Because for him, painting was a kind of creation which could give a universal image of the universe of nature. For example, compared to sculpture, in sculpture it's difficult to represent the landscape, for example, and also in sculpture it's difficult to represent the color of nature. For him, painting was really the most universal art. More universal than poetry, than sculpture, and all the other arts. And he decided in his painting to not only reproduce the image of nature, copying nature, but he tried to also in his painting, after understanding the in a perfect way, in a scientific way, nature, he tried in his painting to reproduce the internal life of nature. And this is why his paintings are so specific, so powerful, I should say.
Mm. And how many paintings, Vincent, did he produce over his lifetime?
Well, this is something very interesting, because in recent years, some specialists said, well, you know, Leonardo da Vinci only painted a few paintings, about 20 paintings. This is not a lot compared to his contemporaries, or the other artists of his time. And this proves that it was not something very important for him. And in the exhibition, we try to prove the contrary. Leonardo da Vinci preferred to paint only a few paintings, but perfect paintings. He preferred to keep with him his last paintings during probably more than 15 years to perfect them, to because, you know, for him, these paintings were like experience. Each part of these paintings were prepared by a scientific investigation on nature. And this was the result of all his scientific investigation on the universe.
Now, it's interesting you use this term scientific investigation, because you see his painting as a science. What do you mean by that, Vincent?
Well, you just have to read Leonardo to understand that. For him, painting was recreating nature, giving another image of nature. And to do that in the best way, you have to study nature in each of its parts. So anatomy, mathematics, geometry, the movement of water, you know, the flying of birds, everything on nature. And Leonardo da Vinci, more than any of his contemporaries, needed to understand each part of nature to be able to reproduce it in the best manner in his paintings. And he used to say that painting was a divine science, the most divine science, and the science superior to all the other sciences.
And Vincent, Leonardo spent his early adulthood learning the sculptor's craft in Florence. Now, what does sculpting teach that would later influence Leonardo's paintings?
Well, this is a very important thing also, and this was the beginning of the exhibition, and the beginning also of the movie on the exhibition. We really wanted to show how his first years in the workshop of the best sculptor in Florence at that time, in the 15th century, Andrea del Verrocchio, was important for to him, because he really studied the art of sculpture, the three-dimensional that three-dimensional art, and thanks to that, he tried in his paintings. He learned to give to his painting a three-dimensional aspect, right. The volume in the art of painting, and this was absolutely fundamental to his art. And in the movie, you will see the masterpiece of Andrea del Verrocchio, a great sculptor from Florence, compared to the first paintings by Leonardo da Vinci, some studies on line and canvas, studies of drapery, which try to reproduce the sculptural aspect of the sculpture of his master.
Mm. And in fact, there are several paintings of his that he's done of sculptures that are in your exhibition.
In the exhibition, we really wanted to show the strong relationship between sculpture and the painting of Leonardo da Vinci. And a very important aspect, you have to remember that Leonardo da Vinci, in his life, was also involved in some creation of some sculpture, monumental sculpture. Unfortunately, today, we don't have any sculpture surely attributed to him. This remains a problematic aspect of our knowledge on him. But we know that he invented some sculpture. He used to be a sculptor. And this is a very important thing we had to remember when we have a look at his paintings.
You're listening to ABC Radio, and this is Indira and I Do on Nightlife. And I'm speaking to Vincent de Louivan, who is a co-curator of the Leonardo da Vinci exhibition at the Louvre in Paris, and a very special film called A Night at the Louvre about Leonardo da Vinci's work will open in selected cinemas across Australia this weekend. Vincent, what did he learn from the paintings of the great Flemish masters? Because he studied them in great detail too.
Absolutely. Well, in Florence, Leonardo da Vinci saw that the greatest master used to have a very traditional technique of painting, which we call tempera. You use eggs to mix the pigments of your painting. But he discovered for him better paintings made by a northern artist from the Flemish artist who used not egg but oil.
Oh, oil instead of egg, right.
This is, Leonardo discovered that it was better to reproduce in a better way nature, because using oil, you can paint in a very more subtle manner all transition between light and shadow. And this is the most important thing, to be able to reproduce in the best manner the transition between life and shadow, helps you to reproduce nature in the most perfect way. And this is what he discovered looking at Flemish paintings, which were very important in Florence during the 15th century.
And the other thing you could do with oil, Vincent, is do multiple layers in your painting. Why did Leonardo want to do that?
You're right. Well, when you use oil, you can, in a more easy manner, perfect your painting, because if you change your mind on your composition, you can change it in an easier way. And this is something very specific to Leonardo. He preferred to keep his painting for long years, and he very often changed many details of his composition. And with that technique, it was easier to change his mind. And also, thanks to that technique, he invented something really specific to his manner, what Italians called the sfumato effect. This is to say that all the contours of your figures are reproduced in a very soft manner, with a very subtle transition between light and shadow. And this is really specific to oil also, that kind of very subtle transition between the light of and shadow.
Vincent, I don't know if this is a difficult question for you as a co-curator of Leonardo da Vinci's work. In your eyes, what is his greatest painting?
Well, this is impossible. You know, each time I'm in front of one of his paintings, I'm just saying, well, this is the most beautiful of his paintings.
Yeah.
But I have a specific relationship probably with the great Saint Anne, which is a very one of his best compositions. He spent 20 years perfecting that composition. And this is a very one of the most important paintings of all his life. And because there is a very great story in that painting, a very strong relationship between a grandmother, Saint Anne, her daughter, the Virgin Mary, and Jesus Christ. And Leonardo da Vinci tries to imagine a very specific moment in their relationship, the moment in which Jesus Christ take in his arms a lamb, which is a symbol of his future death. And he has a look at the reaction of his grandmother and mother. And this is a very powerful painting, which to my opinion is probably the most beautiful paintings of Leonardo da Vinci, with a wonderful landscape in which Leonardo da Vinci tries to make us aware of this long story of nature, of the waterfalls. And this is a very ambitious painting, probably, to my opinion, his best painting.
And did you have that painting in your exhibition?
Yeah, that painting was in the exhibition because it's one of his last paintings he took with him when he moved to France, and which was left in France when he died. So it's one of the masterpieces still today in the Louvre. And, you know, compared to the Mona Lisa, the Mona Lisa, it's always difficult to have a strong relationship with that painting because it's in display behind the glass and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind the glass and quite far away because we have to protect her.
Yes.
Compared to the Mona Lisa, the Saint Anne is in another room, and you can sometimes be alone with that painting.
Ah.
And you know something very specific with that painting? It's have me made many tours with groups in the exhibition. And this is the only one painting which may cry many of the visitors.
Really?
I saw that. Yes, it's probably the most powerful of his paintings.
Move them to tears. How beautiful.
Exactly.
How beautiful.
Exactly.
Well, Vincent, tell me about the exhibition. I mean, what was the reaction to it overall? Was it very popular?
Well, it's the most popular of all our exhibition during all the time. We had more than 1 million visitors.
Wow.
Sure, it's because, you know, Leonardo da Vinci is a very popular artist, but also because we had a success with our project. We wanted to explain something very specific on Leonardo da Vinci, you know, to really make people understand how painting was important to him, but also how he created a very specific manner of painting, an art of painting based on science. And so I think we our visitors were very happy with that project. And thanks to that, we had a great success in terms of visitors, but also the catalog was sold. it's also record for us. And so we are very happy with that.
I'm glad it was such a success for you. That's wonderful news. So Vincent, tell me a little bit about what it's been like in France at the moment. I mean, obviously the number of COVID cases are jumping quite a bit. So how is the French population feeling about this second wave of the virus?
Well, you know, it's, as in many other countries, a difficult time, a difficult moment, also because our social life is getting less easy. From tomorrow, we won't be able to be out of our apartments after 9 p.m., so and all restaurants will be probably closed during night, so it's bad times. But I think most people know that we have to do that for some weeks to recover a better situation after. And well, we know that it's something unfortunately spread all around Europe and not only Europe. And so we are waiting for scientists to find a solution for us, but it's a difficult time. And I have to say that in the Louvre Museum, it's also a very sad situation because we have just only a few visitors and our galleries are quite
it's empty.
Like a desert.
Yeah.
Empty.
You said you were, you know, that we need scientists at the moment to get us out of this mess, but maybe we need someone like Leonardo da Vinci.
Sure. Well, you're right. Leonardo da Vinci, I think, remains still today like a model for us in terms of for science and art also, and to keep a face on our future.
Yeah, absolutely. Vincent, thank you so much for talking to us on Nightlife tonight. Really enjoyed it.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for the invitation again.
Vincent de Louis-Van, one of the curators of the Leonardo da Vinci exhibition that was held at the Louvre in Paris last year and early this year. The movie, A Night at the Louvre, is opening at selected cinemas in Australia this weekend. So look out for it and get in early if you want to try to see it in the cinema.
You've been listening to A Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.